kindness I meant dead to you.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so excited to have in studio with us today Lisa Valentine. She is the local host of the Rivertown Gratefulness Gatherings, and I can't wait to learn more. I can't wait to learn more about Lisa. Gratefulness is where it's at as far as I'm concerned, so just a thrill to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So tell me, first of all, the Rivertown Gratefulness Gatherings, this is an organization.
Well, it stems from the efforts of an organization known as the Network for Grateful Living, and their website is gratefulness.org. But really, it's about promoting and encouraging living gratefully. This particular organization has been around for about 20 years, but they have done a lot of different things, web-based and otherwise, to really get the word out and talk about what is truly a simple idea, but that so many of us, we get caught up in our busy days and the things that are going on in our lives, and we might forget that we really have what we already need. Sometimes we're in pursuit of more and better and bigger, and that's what advertising and marketing try to sell us, and really we have what we already need. And living gratefully helps us acknowledge that, helps us slow down in a fast-paced world, and see what we can be thankful for right here, right now.
Lisa, how did you get involved in this?
I have followed this organization and this website for probably 10 years. Myself, I started practicing gratitude individually in my own life about 25 years ago. Started keeping a gratitude journal on the encouragement of a good friend of mine.
And what sparked that?
Going through a difficult time in my life, my spirituality and my, I see health as a combination of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And some areas of my life I was healthy, and in other areas I wasn't. And living gratefully seems to help bring them all together and gives me benefits in all of those areas. And when my friend encouraged this, one of the things that I will often tell people when they ask me that question is, I used to be prone to self-pity, feeling sorry for myself, things not going the way I wanted them to, whatever. When you're feeling grateful, you can't be grateful and feel sorry for yourself at the same time. So where do you want to put your energy? And I had to learn to put my energy, it really is retraining my brain, because my default was a lot of that poor me and self-pity. And with exercise and practice and feeling the benefits, experiencing the benefits, I can live gratefully and have less of the negative thinking and more of the positive thinking.
What do you say to people, though, that say, well, it's easy for you to live gratefully. You don't have this in your life like I do. And there are certain people that you feel like they have one thing after another that is a negative in their life, but yet there are some people that have had terrible things happen and they have a sunny attitude, and that's based in gratefulness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I believe that it is. And, we all have our own stories, mm-hmm. and we need to honor our own stories and honor one another's stories. And there's nobody that I know who hasn't had challenges. It's not a contest. We all have difficult times.
Some people approach it like a contest, so don't you think?
Well, I guess some may do it that may do that, and I think they're looking for
validation.
They're looking for validation, for support, for encouragement. But we've all, we've all known struggles. And one of the things I also believe, again, from living, my own life and the years of practice that I've done in living gratefully, gratitude is always possible, even at the most difficult times, and sometimes, especially at the most difficult times. If there is air to breathe and I'm still breathing, there's probably something I can be grateful for and someone that I can be grateful for, because they're supporting me at that time, or I'm able to support them at their difficult time. I guess that's what I would say.
I read somewhere in your information about grateful living that gratefulness is a cousin of happiness and joy or something like that. Can you expound on that a little bit?
It sounds like those may be some of the words of Brother David Steindl-Rast, who is a Benedictine monk, who is the founder of a network for grateful living, and just a very generous person in terms of the wisdom and knowledge that he has imparted through his books and through his website and lots of ways. But his quote, "In daily life, we must see that it's not happiness that makes us grateful, but gratefulness that makes us happy." That quote really struck me the first time I saw it years ago, and really probably captures what I believe to be true. I don't pursue happiness. I pursue living gratefully, and the happiness comes. Now, it doesn't mean day in and day out, because life happens, but it means that it is possible, and I can reside in more peace and gratitude more regularly than I would without.
Gratefulness brings peace.
I believe. And to be grateful, we have to pause. And boy, we live in a culture and a society where we forget to pause. There's so much going on. There's so many technology devices that are clamoring for our attention, and we've got busy schedules, probably overscheduled. We forget to pause. And that's another thing about gratitude. If I'm living gratefully, pausing in gratefulness, I have to do that right here, right now. That's the only place I can feel the gratitude, is right here. So the pausing is really important. And it really goes hand in hand with mindfulness, living gratefully
in
mindfulness.
In the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a big important piece of really finding the joy in everyday life, is to live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time, we're already nexting, aren't we?
Yes. Yep. Worried about something that we already did, or something that we're fearing for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we miss what's going on in nature. We miss, you know, our child's laughter, or we miss the taste of the food we're eating.
Or the whole month of June.
That too.
So Lisa, tell us a little bit more. Would you consider yourself a sunny person? Just meeting you, it seemed, your big smile, I would not ever have guessed that you had pity parties for yourself.
I guess what I would say to that is the people who know me best will tell you that I definitely have my moments. And I don't think anybody can maintain. To me, I hope this is a genuine positive energy. If things are really tough, I don't think we gloss it over by saying, oh, just think positive. But I think we can look for, hey, at least I have access to medical care. At least I have a spouse who cares about me, is here supporting mm-hmm. me. At least I live in a country that has advanced medicine, you know, if you're looking at a health issue. So, but what I do believe is that living gratefully creates good energy. I hope that I'm exuding good energy. And again, not all the time, because life happens and life gets tough sometimes, but it really is an energizing practice. You know, it allows me to give more to the people around me and to the wider community as well.
So let's talk about that, because you have started the Rivertown Gratefulness Gathering Groups. What does that look like, and how new is this?
The actual gatherings are real new. Let me give you a little bit of background. A Network for Grateful Living posed the idea last fall, asking for people who are willing to host a local gathering. And so there's about 40, I think, of these gatherings happening in 2019. So they're just started in January of 2019. They're monthly gatherings. We have a theme for each month. So there's mostly in the United States, but there are some, I know there's some in Canada, and there's some actually internationally as well. And people, some are held in homes, some are held in public parks or other facilities. And it's just encouraging people to come together to discuss, talk about, practice what it means to live gratefully, and to hopefully then go out in our lives and apply those things and help create more of this positive energy that I believe we're in some serious need of right now.
So when you are getting together, is it people like yourself that have practiced gratitude for a long time, or is it somebody that really wants to have their own aha moment and better understand what you're doing? Is it a mix of people? Could I join if I had never been practicing gratefulness?
It's totally a mix of people, and it every single gathering is, it's free, open to the public, open to anyone who, whether they've been practicing, has no idea, thinks it sounds like something that they might want to argue with, whatever the case may be, it's open to any and all. And so there's people that I've known, people that I didn't know at all until they stepped into a gathering, which is a really cool thing. And it's a general mix of people. And the ones that we've held so far, we've had six. They've all been very, very interesting and very inspiring. We've ranged from 6 to 13 in size, but we're always looking for more people to join. Bring friends, bring family. And if you don't come to one, you're always welcome and encouraged to come to another one because they're standalone.
Oh, that's nice.
They're definitely standalone. So even if you've been haven't been able to make it to one or you're just hearing about it, we'd love to see you at any one through the remainder of the year.
And what will they look like? What is a typical meeting?
You know, we start with introductions a little bit, and usually with the theme, like the next gathering is July 9th, the theme is cherishing ourselves. And so we'll talk a little bit about the theme. I will sometimes do a meditation practice, or we'll listen to or watch a brief video. We try to do some reading that matches up with the theme. People are encouraged to share their own thoughts or ideas if they have them, but no one has to. And so you can participate as much or as little as you want to. I provide resources to those who may want to take them. It might be copies of articles. It might be blank thank you notes that I'm encouraging others to go out and write a note, hand deliver it to somebody, or even do it the old-fashioned snail mail way and really surprise somebody. And so it's about sharing ideas, sharing the spirit of what it means to live gratefully, resources, and hopefully getting more people to engage in the practice more regularly.
And who are the people that come to these pleas?
It just ranges. You know, it's men and women. It's, you know, it's adults. It's encouraged. You know, I think a teenager could get something from these gatherings, but it's been adults that have attended. It's really not meant for children because of the idea is probably beyond their understanding. But I would hope that we as parents and grandparents then go back and we can certainly share in ways with our children and our grandchildren what this Living Gratefully is about.
What does Living Gratefully look like to you?
It's really about trying to pause in my day and just pay attention. Pay attention to what's going well, maybe what I've already got done. If there's a challenge going on, you know, maybe it's a situation at work or maybe it's just a difficult set of circumstances. If I'm looking at it through the lens of gratefulness, I can still see the way through. And it's more hopeful. And it's really about not taking things for granted as well, which I think I know I'm guilty of, and I think we live in a society that, and again, we're told in marketing and advertising that you should want more, you should want better, you should want bigger, and some people spend a lot of time pursuing things they think will make them happy, and they've missed out on the things that they already have. So I try to appreciate who I already have in my life, what I already have in my life. Boy, we tend to treat those people and those things.
You cherish them.
With a lot more kindness and respect. It kind of builds on itself.
And so the byproduct of all of this is what?
Well, I think a more positive energy and outlook that I can then use starting in my own home and with my own family, but also in our workplaces, in our communities. You know, if we're feeling better about what we see as going well in our lives, other people around us are going to know it and they're going to feel it too. And we're going to bring that energy to the next meeting we have at work or the next meeting we go to at our place of worship or any other organization we're involved in. And certainly our families are going to feel that too. And it just, I think there's a lot of disconnection in our world. Again, because of, you know, even though we're more connected in ways, or we think we are because of our technology, we're actually isolating more and more. And so living gratefully helps us see those connections with nature, with the people that are in the room with us, with the people we work with, whatever. And so instead of being divisive, like so many things are, it's unifying.
What about spirituality? Where does that factor in?
I think it factors in a lot with this idea of living gratefully. And again, there are actually benefits, and this is research-based as well. It's a newer area of research, but for the last 15, 20 years, there's been more research looking at what gratitude practice can do for people. And there's actually known physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual benefits. You know, it's been known to lower blood pressure and help people sleep better. It helps us think more clearly. When it comes to spirituality, I think it helps us feel, and again, regardless of any affiliation that you may have, religious, or if you have none at all, there can still be spiritual connections and this sense of awe and I'm part of a bigger whole, which to me is actually very, very comforting and very hopeful. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone. And again, you don't have to have any religious affiliation to feel that just by stepping outside mm-hmm. and things like that.
So July 9th is your next gathering, and we are all encouraged to come. May I ask where it is, please?
It is going to be held at Art Space River Lofts in the first floor gallery space. It's a beautiful space right along the river.
Grateful for those beautiful paintings.
Yes, yes. And the theme is cherishing ourselves. In August, we're actually going to check out the new library space. So we'll give a different setting a try. But any and all are welcome. And I do have a Facebook page, Rivertown Gratefulness Gatherings, that has a little more information. And we always encourage, and I would love to see returning faces and new faces.
We love that. It's really been nice to meet your face. Thank you so much. And thank you for reminding us of something that we should be doing every day. So much to be grateful for. I'm grateful you came in today, Lisa.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Mo.
Thank you. And we hope that people take advantage of this upcoming meeting on July 9th at the Art Space River Lofts. Do join them at what time?
6:30 p.m.
Love that. Lisa Valentine, she is the local host of Rivertown Gratefulness Gatherings. They meet once a month in Hastings, and all are welcome. And you're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I don't know, you keep on giving for your kind.